From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Florida legislature is in Tallahassee this week preparing for the 2015 session that starts in March. Lawmakers will also be on hand when Governor Rick Scott, after a tough re-election campaign, is sworn in for his second term today. Both the House and Senate are led by members of the governor's Republican Party, and the House now has a GOP supermajority and enough votes to override a gubernatorial veto. But House Speaker Steve Crisafulli says Scott is unlikely to have more trouble getting his way as a lame duck.
I believe, you know, the electorate voted for this governor knowing that he has a focus, and that's, you know, a strong economy, and we're certainly focused on working with him on that initiative.
Crisafulli also says he doesn't believe in abusing the privilege of a supermajority. The inauguration ceremony held at noon outside the old Capitol also will kick off the second terms of Attorney General Pam Bondi, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, and State Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater. In Key West earlier this morning, the two men who won the first ruling last summer that overturned the state's ban on gay marriage became the first gay couple to get married in Monroe County. Key West radio personality, simply known as Rude Girl, was in the crowd outside the Monroe County Courthouse after the ceremony.
There are no words for me to articulate what this means to me and to so many people who have gone before us and fought the good fight. And it's just about time. It's all about love, and I wish these guys the best, and I wish everybody who takes the plunge the very, very best.
There were wedding ceremonies held in the early morning hours today in Palm Beach and Broward counties. Same-sex marriages in Miami-Dade County started yesterday. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.